Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, The one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode in silsila of this lovely series known as The Purpose of Creation. In a previous episode, we discussed about the excellence of salah, the harms of missing salah, what is the beauty and the reward of those people who offer salah, and those people, what's the harms, the punishment for those people who miss this salah, who do not perform salah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those fortunate people who always worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. Subhanallah. And today, inshallah, we will be discussing with regards to zakat. This is also one of the fundamentals of Islam, the basics of Islam, the pillar of Islam, I would say, alhamdulillah. And inshallah, we will be listening to some excellences regarding zakat, the harms of not giving zakat, and some virtues of zakat as well. Before we discuss today's topic, let's make good intentions, such as inshallah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions, inshallah, when you hear the name of Allah. We will say, Azza wa Jalla, Jalla Jalaluhu, Jalla Shanuhu Ta'ala. We will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear the name of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, we will send salam upon them. We hear the name of the Sahaba ikram, the awliya. We will say, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And inshallah, whatever we learn in today's episode, we will inshallah try and act upon it, first of all. And then secondly, we will inshallah pass the message on to others as well. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very, very, very beautifully mentioned, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. So this hukum, this order is given to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we need to convey on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is our duty as Muslimin that all of us are muballighin, all of us are preachers. We should convey and pass the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, whatever we will learn today, we will inshallah pass the message on to others as well. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Qarun was the son of Yashar, who was the uncle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Allah azza wa jal blessed him with enormous wealth, so much wealth that 40 such people who were stronger than normal men used to lift the keys of his treasures. Just the keys of his treasures used to be lifted by 40 such people who were stronger than normal people. Allah, 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 subhanallah. In ayah number 76 of Surah Al-Qasas, the 20th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentions, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and we gave him so many treasures whose keys were a heavy burden for a strong group of men. When Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the commandment, the hukum of zakah to Bani Israel, Qarun went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and settled with him that he would pay 1 dinar for 1,000 dinars, 1 dirham for 1,000 dirhams, 1 goat for 1,000 goats, and similarly he would pay 1 for every 1,000 as zakah out of his other things as well. But when he calculated his wealth and possessions for zakah, he found that he had to take out a huge amount of wealth as zakat, because obviously it's 1 for every 1,000. And he had so much wealth that 40 strong people used to carry the keys to his treasures. And so he didn't only have 1,000, he had thousands of goats, of wealth, of dirhams, dinars, whatever it was. So when he took out 1 from each 1,000 and he calculated it was a big amount. So when he found, you know, this big amount he had to take out for zakat, his nafs didn't want him to take out so much of wealth. So what he did was, he gathered Bani Israel and he said, "You have obeyed every order of Musa alayhi salam. Now he wants to take your wealth." Allah, 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 Allah. In other words, to save himself from this filth of his nafs, of his desires, his carnal desires, you know, he now wants to find a way where he can put people against Musa alayhi salam, so that he will not pay the zakat, people won't pay the zakat. So just to take him out from this, you know, this problem which he thought he was in, he wants to put everyone in problem and he wants to go against the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah. So he called the people and he said, "You obeyed every order of Musa alayhi salam. Now he wants to take your wealth. What do you say?" They said, "You are our elder. You can order whatever you want." Qarun said, "Go to so and so woman of a bad character, a woman who had a very filthy and bad character. Go to her and give her the task of slandering Musa alayhi salam." She means she must accuse Musa alayhi salam of something evil. Allah, Allah, Allah. And you pay her money, then obviously she will do this for you. When this happens, then Bani Israel will stop following Musa alayhi salam. And when people will stop following Musa alayhi salam, then automatically we won't have to pay the zakat. When we won't have to pay the zakat, then I won't have to take out this large amount of money. So just to save himself from that, he derived this filthy plan. Al-Ayyazu Billah. Qarun made the woman agree to slander Musa alayhi salam by giving her 1,000 dirhams and 1,000 dinars. The next day, Qarun gathered Bani Israel and went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and said, "Bani Israel are waiting for you. Give them guidance and advice." Hazrat Musa alayhi salam came and stated the punishments for different sins whilst giving them advice. Qarun started saying, "Is this command for everyone, including even you?" Musa alayhi salam replied, "Even for me." Qarun said, "Bani Israel assume that you have committed adultery with so and so woman, al-ayyadu billah." Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, "Call her." When she came, Musa alayhi salam asked her, "I make you swear by the one who split the river for Bani Israel and made ways through it and revealed the Torah, speak the truth." The woman got frightened and did not dare to hurt Musa alayhi salam by slandering him. She didn't want to accuse him. She said to herself that it was better to repent of it. She humbly said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, "By Allah, whatever Qarun wants me to speak is untruth, it's a lie, it's false. The truth is that he tempted me to slander you by giving me a huge amount of money." Having heard this, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam fell into sajda in tears and started humbly saying, "Ya Rabbi Kareem, O Allah, if I am your Rasul, inflict your wrath upon Qarun for my sake." Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation to him, "I have ordered the earth to obey you. Whatever command you want, you can give to it." Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said to Bani Israel, "O Bani Israel, Allah Azza wa Jal has sent me to Qarun as he Azza wa Jal sent me to Pharaoh, to Fir'aun. The one who is with Qarun should stay with him where he is, and the one who is with me should separate from him." Everyone separated from Qarun except two people. Thereafter, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam ordered the earth, "Ya ardu khudihim," our earth, grab them. Allah, Allah. This is, you know, the beauty of Islam and our aqidah, that with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have the ability of commanding even the earth, the plants, the trees, the animals, and all of them obey their command and the hukum of these beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam ordered the earth, Ya Ardu, khudihim. Oh earth, grab them, seize them. So they started sinking into the earth up to their knees. Musa alayhi salam again ordered the same command to the earth and they sank up to their waists. He alayhi salam continued to say the same until they sank up to their necks. Now they started crying and imploring, and Qarun started begging Musa alayhi salam for the sake of his relationship with Musa alayhi salam and started swearing by Allah azza wa jal. But Musa alayhi salam did not pay attention to him due to being very angry. Finally, they completely sank into the ground and the ground got leveled. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that they will continue to sink into the ground until the judgment day. Bani Israel said, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam uttered a curse upon Qarun due to his house, treasure and possessions. Having heard this, Musa alayhi salam made a dua, then the house of Qarun, his treasure and wealth all sank into the ground. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the end of Qarun. In this manner, Allah ta'ala mentions in ayat number 81 of Surah Qasas, 20th para, translation from Kanzul Iman, then we caused him and his home to sink into the earth. So he had no group to help save him from Allah azza wa jal, nor could he take revenge. Allah, Allah, Allah. My dear Islamic brothers, did you see that Qarun, the main reason why he planned all of this, he went against the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He paid a woman to ma'adhala accuse and slander a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this was just so that he could remain safe, or he could be saved from not paying zakah. Allah, 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 Allah. Remember, paying zakat has also been made fard and obligatory for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal mentions in ayat number 43 of Surah Baqarah, the first para, Allah ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and establish obligatory salah, establish salah and give zakah. Regarding this ayah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi very beautifully mentioned in Khazainul Irfan. He says the obligation of salah and zakah has been mentioned in this ayah. And as we all know, zakat is one of the pillars of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned Islam is based on five things: to testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his Rasul, number one. Number two, to offer Zahal Salah. Number three, to pay Zakah. Number four, to perform Hajj. And number five, to observe Siyam of Ramadan, means the fast of Ramadan. The significance of zakat can be judged by this fact that zakat and salah have been mentioned together 32 times in the Holy Quran. Allah, 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 subhanallah. This is the beauty and the excellence of zakah. What is the system? The system of zakah, the importance of zakah. How beautiful Islam is, that Islam doesn't only think about a person's how much zikr he is doing, how much salah he is performing. No, no. Islam also worries and thinks about your lifestyle, about your daily routine. Keep in mind that no matter how economically developed a country is, you will always find in some areas, in some people, there are people who are living very severe poverty. People are poor, people don't have anything to eat, don't have anything to drink, don't have anything to wear, whatever the case is. Whatever the case is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system so beautiful that yes, there are many wealthy people as well. So when these wealthy people discharge their zakah, they don't give it to wealthy people, they give it to the needy people, the fuqara, the masakeen, those that deserve the zakah. So the system is such that if every wealthy person in this world discharges his zakah according to the teachings of Islam, by Allah, there will be no poor person left in this world. Because they are rich people, then they are poor people, and the rich people are taking out the money and giving it to these poor people. So these poor people are having something, they are getting to eat, they are getting to drink. That's how the system worked. Allah SWT made it such. At the same time, you are cleaning your wealth by discharging your zakah. At the same time, you are also helping the poor people, and the environment is becoming happy, the environment is becoming pure. But unfortunately, many of us, first of all, don't discharge our zakah. Secondly, when we discharge, we don't know if we are discharging correctly or we are discharging wrong. Maybe we were supposed to discharge a very large amount of money, and we don't know how to do it. We're discharging a little amount. Or maybe we are discharging our amount, we're not giving it to the rightfully deserving people. All of these things need to be looked at if you want your entire society, your environment, your area to be a well-established place in a very economically developed area and an economically developed place and environment. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in ayah number 165 of Surah An'am, the 8th para. Translation from Kanzul Iman: it is He who made you vicegerents, means Khalifa, in the earth, and has raised one over the other in degrees amongst you, in order that He may test you with what He has bestowed upon you. In the tafsir of this ayah, it's mentioned, means He makes you undergo tests and trials to see how grateful you are after gaining a blessing, high status and wealth, and how you mutually treat each other. It's a test from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have this wealth, are you being proud of it? Are you showing arrogance? Are you showing takabbur, pride, fakhr? Or you are showing humility and you are humbling yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, Ya Allah, whatever wealth, whatever respect, whatever it is you have granted me, Ya Allah, you have granted me. If you have ordered me and gave me the hukum of paying the zakat, then I will pay the zakat. I will give sadaqah. I will give lillah. I will pay fitrah. I will discharge all of this wealth and spend in your path, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a way of showing your gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has granted you and He is giving you the order as well, that take out this amount or pay this amount for the fuqara, for the masakin, pay your zakat. Then you show that you are gratitude and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by paying that amount towards those that are needy and those that don't have the luxuries and the bounties which are bestowed upon you. Allah, 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 Allah. Some very beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would like to mention in front of you two beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it's mentioned in At-Targhib At-Tarheeb, the completion of your Islam is that you pay zakah of your possessions. And number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the one who has iman, faith upon Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him it is necessary to pay zakat of his wealth. Likewise, very, very beautifully, when a person who pays zakah, first of all, he's cleaning his wealth, he's fulfilling the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's gaining the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also gains abundant divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As is mentioned in ayat number 156 of Surah A'raf, Allah ta'ala mentions, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And my mercy encompasses all things. I shall soon prescribe favors for those who fear and pay zakah and believe in our signs. Another benefit of paying zakat, that the one who pays zakat, inshallah, he will become pious. He will start having the taqwa in his heart. Because one of the signs of the pious people in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned, Allah Ta'ala mentions in third ayah of Surah Baqarah, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and spend in our cause from what we have bestowed upon them. Another beautiful excellence of zakat is that the person who pays the zakat, he is included in the list of the successful people. Why? Because paying zakat is also one of the blessed acts, one of the blessed habits of successful people, as mentioned in the Holy Quran. Very beautifully it is mentioned from ayat number 1 to ayat number 4 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah Ta'ala mentions, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: successful indeed are the believers, those who humbly cry in their prayers and who do not incline towards indecent matters and who pay the obligatory charity. Allah, Allah, Allah. So as we learned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very beautifully mentioned that paying zakat, giving this charity, is one of the blessed acts, the blessed habits of the successful people. Subhanallah. Likewise, another beautiful virtue of Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps the one who pays zakat. As Allah ta'ala mentions in the 40th and the ayat number 40 and 41 of Surah Hajj, Allah ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed Allah will assist the one who helps his religion. Indeed, surely Allah is almighty, dominant. The people who, if we give them control in the land, would keep the prayer established and pay charity and enjoin virtue and forbid from evil and for Allah Azza wa Jal only is the result of all works. Another beautiful benefit of paying zakat is that the needs of the poor people, the fuqara, the masakin, the needy people are fulfilled. The needs are fulfilled and they become happy. And remember, making a Muslim happy is also a means of attaining great reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As very beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, in the sight of Allah azza wa jal, the most superior deed after performing the obligatory acts is to make happiness and the heart of a Muslim. Subhanallah. Likewise, there are many excellences for those who pay zakat. There are many beauty excellences of zakat itself. There are lots of blessings. Allahu Akbar. In the end, I want to just mention two beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which contains warnings for those people who do not pay zakat. First of all, three people will enter hell. One among them is also the wealthy person who does not fulfill the right, means the zakat, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one beautiful saying of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The summary I am putting in front of you. And number two, if a person is the owner of gold or silver and does not fulfill its right, means zakah, then the flat slabs of rock or metal of fire would be laid down for him on the day of judgment, which would be heated in the fire of hell, and his sides, forehead and back would be cauterized with them. When these slabs will cool down, they will be made the same, means they will be made hot again. This process will continue on the day which is 50,000 years long until judgment is pronounced among the bondmen. Now he will see his path, whether he is to go to the heaven or hell. There are lots of warnings and punishments for those people who do not pay their zakat. It is the beautiful month of Ramadan. In this month, many people try and discharge their zakat. Everyone should make an intention for those upon whom the conditions of zakat are found. They should make a habit, they should make intention that inshallah, 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 they will pay their zakat. They will discharge their zakat. And by Allah, paying zakat, discharging your zakat does not decrease your wealth. I have met people, I saw people who have personally told me this, that by Allah we paid zakat and we saw that the zakat increased. And Mufti Ahmed Al-Khan Naimi, very beautifully, he mentions this. He says that it is a practiced amal. The person who pays his zakat, every year his zakat is going to increase. He will pay more zakat the next year, which means his wealth is also going to increase. This is a bounty and a blessing from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make good intentions, everyone. Pay your zakat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Discharge your zakah, you are cleaning your wealth, you're helping the masakin, you're earning reward, everything is becoming beautiful for you. Make good intention in this month of Ramadan. Remember, a single good deed in this month of Ramadan is multiplied many times in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. With these few words, we come to the conclusion of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, by Allah, you have everything. If you lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.